Okay, we're just doing a week of thankfulness. I love it. It's going to get us in the spirit before Thanksgiving ever gets here. It's always a good time to be thankful. As I've mentioned already this week, it does activate those brain regions with dopamine, serotonin, your feel-good stuff. You start recognizing the good things in your life, or maybe even having that nostalgia for some of the stuff that was a part of your life that made you who you were. So today, I want to know, what is a game you are thankful for? I'm also interested in how you're going to interpret this, Kevin. What is a game you're thankful for?
A game that I'm thankful for?
Yeah.
Probably Rummy. Card game Rummy, because we used to play it at you know, on Friday nights at my, you know, when I was a kid. And we Friday nights and Saturday night, we would play Rummy. And we would have popcorn and grill some steaks.
I've got some, I had so many games in mind when I came up with this, and the funny thing is that Rummy Cube did not come to my mind, but it is such an important game in my family.
Yeah.
My mom and my grandmother and my aunt, they would always play Rummy Cube, and it's something that my mom loves to play with my kids. And that one didn't even occur to me until you said Rummy, the card game. We play Rummy Cube. But the ones that I thought, when I said, what is a game that's important to you? There were so many. And the memories that I got from that. Okay, first of all, sorry. That was the one that me and my cousins always played at my grandmother's house. We didn't have a lot to do. She didn't have any entertainment systems or anything. You could look at the JCPenney catalog, or you could play Sorry. Those were the only things that we could possibly do. We played Sorry. We were ruthless. I loved it. Another one that comes to mind is Echo the Dolphin. Now, this is a game on the Sega Genesis, and we got a Sega Genesis really early when they came out, and my dad had rented this game because he liked to play. That's probably where I get it from, because my mom is not into video games at all, but my dad really was, and he really wanted to beat this game, which, by the way, they are going to re-release. They're working on a new one, just so y'all know, in case you have any idea what that game is. But my dad got so into it that he really, really wanted to beat it, and he just never took it back to the place, where he didn't take it back till he was done with it. So we had it for months. The amount of late fees that we had on that game, you could have bought it four times over.
Wow.
But we just kept that game for so long. So now that is what I think of it. Just like these games that are important to you. I didn't know if you were going to come up with, like, football is a game that's important to me, or if it really was going to be a board game or something like that. Oh, I love it so much. I hope y'all think about a game that is important to you. And just like we did, I hope it makes you smile. I hope it's something like, maybe I should do that. Maybe I should get together with some friends or with some family. Maybe we should play that game and be ruthless. Still don't play Monopoly. Just whatever you do, don't play.
She hates it.
Just don't play Monopoly.
I should have said that.